Chapter 2. The Dog and His Shadow. A dog once had a nice piece of meat for his dinner. He was walking along with the meat in his mouth, as happy as a king. On his way home, there was a stream. The dog stopped to look into the calm, clear water. What did the dog see in the water? He saw a dog looking up at him. This dog looked the same as our happy little dog, and even had a similar piece of meat in its mouth.
"I'll try to get that meat too," said the dog.
But as soon as he tried to bite the new piece of meat, his own meat fell out of his mouth and into the stream. Then he saw that the other dog in the water had lost his piece too. He went sadly home. That day, he only had his dreams to eat. Be careful of losing something you have for something that may not exist. Belling the Cat. One day, all the mice came together to talk about the cat.
"We must think of a plan to get away from it," said one old mouse. "It has eaten too many of us, so what shall we do?"
At last, one proud young mouse stood up.
"You know my brothers," said the young mouse. "The cat moves very quietly. We do not hear it quickly enough to escape. Let's tie a bell around the cat's neck. Then we can hear it coming and run away."
"Yeah," shouted all the mice. "Our smart young friend has thought of an excellent plan. Let's go and buy a bell."
But just then, an old mouse spoke.
"Wait a minute," said the wise old mouse. "Your plan is very good, but who will tie the bell on the cat?"
Then each mouse looked at another, and they all said,
"Right, who?"
It is easy to suggest difficult things, but it is hard to do them. The Hare and the Tortoise. One day, a hare was making fun of a tortoise for being so slow.
"You think I am slow?" said the tortoise. "Let's run a race, and I bet that I will win."
"Oh, really?" answered the hare. "Let's try and see."
Soon, the hare and the tortoise agreed that the fox would be the judge for their race. On race day, both the hare and the tortoise met the fox at the starting line. Both started off together. Soon the hare was far ahead of the slow tortoise. The hare thought she could stop and take a rest. She found some nice, comfortable grass to rest in and was soon in a deep sleep. Meanwhile, the tortoise kept going and going. He was slow, but he never stopped. After a nice long sleep, the hare woke up. But there was a problem. She slept for too long. She jumped up and ran as fast as she could. But it was too late. The tortoise had already crossed the finish line. Slow and steady wins the race. The stag at the lake. One very hot day, a tall, strong stag stopped to drink from a clear lake. When he took a drink, he could see his image in the water. "My horns are so beautiful," he said. "They are so strong and graceful. But I'm still sad because my legs are so thin and ugly." At that moment, a lion came through the forest and tried to jump on the stag. The stag ran away very, very fast. The ugly legs helped him run away. But the lion didn't stop following the stag. Soon the stag ran into the forest. But the forest was very thick with many trees. His beautiful horns got caught in the branches. He tried to pull away, but he couldn't because of the long horns. Finally, the lion caught up with the stag and killed him. People often forget what is really important in our lives. The country mouse and the city mouse. One day, a city mouse went to visit his friend in the country. The country mouse was very glad to see his good friend. He gave his guest the best dinner that he could find. The country mouse was afraid that there was not enough food for two, so he just ate a little piece of corn. His friend had some green peas, a piece of new cheese, and a ripe red apple. After the city mouse ate all the dinner, he said,
"How can you live in the country, my friend? You can see nothing but forest, rivers, fields, and mountains. You must be very tired of hearing nothing but bird songs. Come with me to the city. There you can live in a beautiful house and have good things for dinner every day. When you have lived in the city for a week, you will forget all about living in the country."
So the two mice went to the city. They reached the home of the city mouse at night.
"You must be hungry. We walked for a long time," said the city mouse to his friend. "We will have some dinner immediately."
So they went to the dining room, and the city mouse found some cake and fruit.
"Help yourself," he said. "There is enough for both of us." "This is a very good dinner," said the country mouse. "You are very rich, my friend."
Just then, the door opened, and a dog came in. The mice jumped off the table and ran into a hole in the floor. The poor little country mouse was so frightened.
"Do not be afraid," said his friend. "The dog cannot come in here."
Then the mice went to the kitchen. They found an apple pie on the shelf and were enjoying a piece of it. At that moment, they saw two bright eyes watching them.
"The cat! The cat!"
cried the city mouse, and the mice quickly ran through a hole in the wall. When the country mouse could speak, he said,
"Goodbye, my friend. You can live in the city with the dogs and cats. I like my home in the country."
"In the country, the birds sing to me while I eat my simple corn and apples. In the city, the cats watch you eating your fancy cake and pie. I like my corn in safety better than your cake in fear."
Better a simple meal in peace than a fancy meal in fear.